Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Monica Lash-Kolnig, author of One Question That Can Change Your Life, Unleash the Power of Your Self-Worth to Secure Success, Happiness, Love, and Fulfillment in Your Life. Monica is an educator, businesswoman, and an Austrian representative of the International Council for Self-Esteem. And today we're going to be discussing how to discover what you are truly worthy of. So welcome, Monica.
Thank you. Welcome to everyone. I'm very excited because I'm calling from Austria in Europe, the sound of music land. So I'm very honored to be here with you.
Thanks, Monica. We're honored to have you as well. We're international, right? JenningsWire.com reaches everywhere. International.
Thank you. It's wonderful because this is a message that goes across the globe. What are you worthy of? It's something that really refers to each and every human being.
It does. I mean, everyone. It doesn't matter how old you are. Everyone has that feeling of unworthiness, probably at some point in our lives. Now, that leads me right into my first question. What happens in our lives when we feel unworthy?
When we feel unworthy, we actually belittle ourselves. And we deny our true nature because being worthy is our birthright. This is something we are born with. When you were born, you were tiny, little, and you felt worthy of your needs being fulfilled, so you kept crying till you got what you needed. You expected love, and you felt worthy of love, and you got it in most cases, at least a little bit. And you felt worthy, and with the time, either you were lucky to have a family that really supported it and made you feel worthy as a human being, or you had a surrounding that really squashed this feeling and you feel unworthy in some, at least in some areas of your life. Actually, there is no human being that would feel worthy completely. Everybody has their corners where you feel unworthy, unworthy of being loved or unworthy of being heard, unworthy of having wonderful friends. So that different areas of your life. But the good news is you can definitely work on this and find the feeling of worthiness in each and every area of your life.
And how do you start feeling worthy of success or of good things happening to you in your life? I know, you know, that's when you're not feeling like you deserve something or you're not feeling worthy of something. A lot of times you don't allow it to come into your life. So how do you begin that process of feeling worthy?
Feeling worthy is one of the components of your self-esteem. The second one is the feeling of competence. But on competence, you can really work easily. You take another course, you learn a new skill, and you have it. And feeling of worthiness, you can really find only when you go within yourself. And the question came to me a while ago when I was working with people and I was really questioning what can make us really peaceful and happy and successful. So this is a question that you can ask yourself. And the question is, what am I worthy of? And you can ask yourself many times and start really answering, what am I worthy of? And the first thing will come, okay, I'm worthy of happiness. What else am I worthy of? I'm worthy of respect. What else am I worthy of? And you can really go on like this. It happened to me for the first time. I was asking myself for at least 20, 30 minutes. And really, I was digging deeper and deeper and deeper. Because after 3 minutes, your conceptual mind will be done with answers. And then you start going onto the level of your feelings. And there you find a lot what you feel worthy of. Not what you think, not what you were told, but what you really in yourself feel worthy of. Give it a try. I really encourage you to go into this process. Do this. Start the self-inquiry. Ask yourself, what am I worthy of? As many times as you can. And you will suddenly start feeling much lighter. Joy will wake up because it's amazing what you are really worthy of, but you are used not to think about it. So when you start undigging it, you will start unfolding and saying, hey, if I'm worthy of all this, does my life reflect it? Normally not, because if you don't feel it, you will not attract it into your life. You will not allow it into your life. If you don't feel worthy of respect, you will be accepting being treated with disrespect. But once you have realized it, you will say, well, that's not how I'm to be treated. And you will ask, at least innerly, or you will have the attitude of, I'm worthy of being treated with respect. So it will start coming because people will feel it. That's the whole thing. People feel whether you feel worthy of something or not. So if you feel worthy of something, they will start giving it to you or respecting your feeling. But if you feel unworthy of something, they will treat you with disrespect in this area. So you can really regulate it, how the world refers to you, through answering and really feeling what you're worthy of.
So I'm assuming that what am I worthy of is the actual one question that you're talking about that can change your life, correct, Monica?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is the question that the whole book is around. You really go and explore different areas of your life. You can check what you're worthy of in the area of love life. You can start exploring your family life. You can start exploring your job, your success, what you really feel worthy of. Because if you don't feel worthy of success, however you define success, you will never get it. You might want it. If you want something, but you don't feel worthy of it, you will never allow it into your life. And there is a common mistake where people mistake feeling worthy with deserving something. Deserving refers to your accomplishments. Deserving refers to doing things. Deserving is something that is described by the social norms. If you fulfill this and that, if you do this and that, then you will deserve respect or a title. But being worthy, you don't have to do anything. Just by your being here, being a human being, you're worthy in yourself. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to prove anything to anyone. You can just be there feeling worthy of whatever you feel worthy of. You don't need to justify it because this is something that is so innate.
Well, that is a real comforting feeling, Monica. And I know that everyone out there, you get out that pen and paper, right, and start writing down and doing the digging and ask yourself that question, what are you worthy of? And then continue to ask and ask and ask, and you'll start, just like Monica said, to feel lighter, feel more worthy, attracting great things into your life, the things you really truly feel worthy of having. So, Monica, thank you. We're running out of time, but you gave us some great information, and everyone can learn more about Monica as well as her book, The One Question That Can Change Your Life, and her services, which include international mentoring, seminars, and workshops on discovering the power of self-worth. And you can do that by visiting her website, whatareyouworthyof.com. Thank you, Monica, for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me here, because I think this is a message that everybody would like to hear. You're worthy. You're a worthy human being. Isn't it wonderful?
It is. It really is. And it's our pleasure to have you on the line from Austria as well. So everyone remember, whatareyouworthyof.com. So thanks again. This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts just like this one. Please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time, bye-bye.